Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your Line-X protective coating source. Line-X is the best protection for trucks, trailers, equipment, recreational vehicles, and so much more. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, your one-stop accessory and protection shop.
We're fighting the bullies. Of course, this type is known as the state legislature, and also the policy consensus types, the Portland University types that have been setting public policy, including this carbon-free policy advocated by the communists over in the United Nations. I mean, it's just the bottom line. And HB 2020, carbon cap and trade, was passed out of committee last week. And it was suggested that it be passed with various amendments. A vote has not been scheduled.
Right.
And we've already done a lot of comments on House Bill 2020. It is now time to start doing this again.
That's right.
And I believe that I'm looking for early next week for another Yellow Vest meeting. I think it's time to do one of those, Mr. X.
Yeah, Bill brought this up during the break here. And what we decided was we couldn't get ready to do it this week. But I think early next week we should do it.
Yeah, so I would hold off, hold either Monday or Tuesday as a possible meeting place. Once again, just to make it easy, because we've done it there before, Roxy Ann Grange in Medford is what we're going to be shooting for. We'll get back to you on this. I'm thinking, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. Right. This is just all tentative right now. But just be aware that we're going to be pushing for this, okay? Because the bullies have been very strong about this. And let's talk with Ron. Ron, I don't think you're a bully, but how are you doing this morning? Welcome. What you thinking? Hello, Ron.
Hey, Bill, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Yeah, I am looking to put in a wood stove into my fireplace, and I'm wondering if that's covered in that House Bill 2020, because substantial amount of money to invest, and if I can't burn, I just don't want to do it.
You know, there are so many pages to that. I don't remember a wood stove take on the carbon, was it? I don't recall that.
There may be language in there in that part of it, but I have to be honest, I didn't pay much attention to that aspect of it.
I would have to reread this, Ron, because I think most of House Bill 2020 is about setting up carbon cap and trade investment markets and also putting great costs upon non-renewable energy, what they consider non-renewable, or carbon energy such as natural gas.
Just bear in mind what the object of the bill is: to create revenue streams out of the production of carbon. So my guess is that if we allow this to happen, it will get to a point of more encroachment after more encroachment, so that if you do want to burn wood, it's going to be a taxable situation, or you'll pay society the cost of you burning wood.
Yeah, so I would imagine the mechanism of what they're doing wrong would most likely create, if not the direct ability to do it right now, certainly the mechanism to be able to do that in the future, which is why, to me, it's just a plain old no on that. But I don't think there's nothing specifically addressing wood stoves in this one right now.
Okay. Well, it's a $4,000 investment, and I'm just debating whether to do it now in Spokane. If you burn and it's not a green day, that's a $1,000 encroachment fine.
Well, you can have that right now. I think we already have that situation here in Southern Oregon. You do have to be cognizant of it. But what they could be doing through HB 2020 is to tighten up their what it is qualifying as a green day, so that it just limits your ability to do so. So we can't tell you one way or the other. I think it's wise to have a backup heat source anyway.
Right.
So I would say just go for it. And then if we have to, you know, go nuts and put the yellow vests on and go after them, well, that's what we'll have to do. Okay?
Oh, hey, I want to thank you for launching that with me, because that was my idea back in, I think it was Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it was. I appreciate the suggestion too, Ron. You be well, okay? 770-5633. Okay, Mr. X, we got about 10, 15 minutes left. Want to make sure that we break down where we're going to go. We'll probably meet more on this next week as soon as we can get this fixed up, and certainly invite people. I've saved some money from some of the donations last time around so we can pay for the hall and do all these other things, and it's been in my coffee can. You know, it's my carbon-free coffee can, I suppose.
The the donations to help advance our fight is what I look at it as.
Yeah, the fight against the commies. It's the anti commie coffee can fund.
Well, it's actually the trash can fund. I think we put a trash can up in the front there because if you're going to trash it with them, you might as well trash it with us.
So all right.
So you can try to keep it going.
So stay tuned and we'll let you know more about that. But we want to say that you can even comment right now.
Right. And that's the thing you have to understand, okay, is the essence of this bill is about atmospheric control. And what we'll address and keep going on, I'm going to give you some points here today. But the reality to it is they don't have control of the atmosphere. They are trying to take control of that through an alteration to the public trust doctrine.
Okay? So the public trust doctrine, there is somewhat already control over lands. Is that pretty much clear?
It's not control, total control over lands. It's lands and water like beaches, rivers, navigable rivers, all of these different things. This whole thing, there's papers here that I have multiple copies of. Here, this is Environmental Law, Lewis and Clark. The title of this, Oregon's Public Trust Doctrine, Public Rights in Waters, Wildlife, and Beaches. Okay, here's U.S. Legal. Public Trust Doctrine, Law and Legal Definition. Okay, so they go through, you can look this stuff up and understand what I'm trying to say here. The idea of the definition of the public trust doctrine, this comes off of Weck's Legal Dictionary. Definition, the principle that certain natural and cultural resources are preserved for public use and that the government owns and must protect and maintain these resources for the public's use.
So what, in effect, HB 2020 and the anti-carbon commies are trying to do here, Mr. X, is expand public trust doctrine from beaches and from the lands and from the rivers that we all use to say the atmosphere.
The atmosphere.
Where there is no there is no legal basis for this, though, is
that's
there?
That's right. And that's the simple truth to it. And if you start diving down and understanding and reading into these things, you realize that what they're trying to do is convince, wrongfully so, through environmental law. And this goes back to this nature's trust concept where the Oregon, the environmental law school up there, one of the legislative councils was a Bowerman fellow of this. And I could go through the whole thing again. But the reality is she's so connected to being what we were talking about, programmed into this belief system, that they are willing to step outside of the bounds of the rule of law of this country and enact things like this under policy. That it's just such an intrusion on every aspect of our lives. And if they had the right to do it, it would be one thing. When they don't have the legal standing that they can do it, they are pulling the wool over our eyes. And it just troubles me greatly because as I look at this and you break it down, every aspect of this, if we don't continue to fight it, if we don't stand up to this concept and then eventually start standing up to all of the other concepts, you have to understand these people have brought in policy through consensus-based policies where they bring together their stakeholders. They have a predetermined outcome. I was talking with Bill a little bit ago. Okay, here's a OregonConservationStrategy.org. Okay, now Oregon, I'll simplify this. Fires in western Oregon conifer forests were of moderate to high severity, with fire return intervals averaging 100 to more than 400 years.
So we would have severe wildfires during those times. All right, 100 to 400 years. We're having moderate to severe wildfires every season now.
That's right. So I look at this and I say, what's the truth? Okay, well, let's cut it in half. Let's say 50 to 200 years. We're still way outside of those bounds, okay? Even if they were 50% wrong, we're still way outside of those bounds, and we're suffering. The people are suffering because the control of government is gone when you have governance brought in by people who have nothing more than an opinion.
So this is the entire system of environmental law control
That's
over
right.
public land.
That's right.
This is what we fight, Dad.
I don't want you living in Southern Oregon. I don't want that. And 25 other people, 200 other people don't. We want to turn that into a rewilded area so that when we leave Portland, we can visit it. When we take a train to Southern Oregon, and we can visit it. Now, that sounds ludicrous, but that's actually what they talk about in their policy documents at the state level.
Along with the dam removal, too.
These are the desires.
We can't forget about that. All right. That being said, though, how do we fight House Bill 2020 through the comment period here?
By making comments that are structured, reality-based comments. Excuse me. Understanding that this public trust doctrine is real. It is their vulnerability. We can actually attack them through that part of it.
So you're thinking then this whole concept that they're trying to accomplish with HB 2020 of elevating atmosphere as into being in public trust, much like beaches and the navigable waters inland, right?
Right.
Okay, so they don't have it right now.
One additional thing. They do not have the right to punitively harm us for any part of that bill, as they started out and we originally commented to. Now, they've had their little talks. They've had their legislative council make different changes. But I look at these people and I look at the attitude. It is going to do or accomplish nothing to affect what they term as climate change. It will do nothing to affect anything except harm the citizens of Oregon.
And by the way, Oregon State University's person
right.
said as much.
That's right.
That there would be no effect. There
she
would be no
said
positive
that,
effect.
And there'd be no effect. She also said that, oh, well, we'd have to engineer money to help the people that are harmed. I'm sorry, you don't get to do that for a belief system that you have. And I sit back and I look at this, and it starts to anger me when I get going on that stuff.
Oh, you think it just angers you?
Oh, my God. But I look at it and I say the only way that we can move forward through this is through public comment, is through pointing out the inadequacies in the direction that they've taken.
All right, so the bottom line here, start thinking about then. Last time we did our yellow vests on House Bill 2020, and we got a lot of good comments out there. And I also got a lot of good responses. I also got a lot of silence from some of the commie supporters of this, too. But now we were detailing mostly back then, this was a few weeks ago when we were doing these meetings here, Mr. X, we were talking about the harms
right.
that were being brought and the fraudulent aspect of it, how various large corporations were being given carve-outs
right.
and, you know, things like that. So we're going to be then, we can keep doing that if you want.
We can keep doing that and expand the concept.
But now we're going to be expanding the concept to this fraudulent attack or trying to take atmosphere and put it into the public trust.
That's right.
Which is not settled law. It's not law.
It's not settled law at all.
It's not law.
I could take the next hour, till 9, and I could go through these things and read you these things. These are decisions by high courts. These are decisions that have been there. They don't have this right. They are trying to convince you that they do. They are trying to convince and influence decision makers that they do, that it would be a better world if they did, if we had this. The reality is they don't have it. And that's the simplicity of it.
But with policy consensus and we get all the Greens together we all agree that we do.
This goes back,
that's in effect what they're trying to do.
That's right. Well, it goes back to our previous conversation a few minutes back where we were talking about the bullies. This is the bully. This is the bully demanding things of you who has no right to take it. And the thing is, are you going to give it up to him or are you going to fight it? Are you going to argue it? Are you going to stand there for your rights to do so?
Well, we're not going to be like Kelso the Frog in the government schools that say, well, if the bully demands it, you just give it to him.
That's
no,
right.
That is not what we're going to do. Mr. X?
If they want to do it in Portland, let them do it in Portland.
Well, fine. You can destroy their economy if they want to.
Destroy
That's
your
fine.
Economy. Drive your businesses out of the state. Make them all leave. You can live in your little green area up there. We have a reality-based life, and we have to do things. We have to fight fires. We have to fight the concepts that these people who have harmed us for so long now, it never ends. It keeps going, and we have to continually educate ourselves to those intrusions, fight them on every level.
All right. So plan on tentatively joining me and Mr. X and others that we can get involved in this, possibly next Monday. Next Monday is what we're going to shoot for. We don't have a solid date. We just decided we were going to go with this morning as we were just talking, yeah, you know, on the show. Sometimes we just figure it's time for a meeting of the Southern Oregon and Northern California Yellow Vest Brigade.
That's right.
It's time to get together with friends and craft more comments, because there is no vote on House Bill 2020 scheduled at this point. Good chance they're not going to this week. It's kind of more of a slow week,
right,
as they're getting back from the Memorial Day weekend holiday, too. But we have to be prepared that it's going to be coming, because
right,
June 30th is the end of the special of the legislative session.
Right.
And there's a good chance that a lot of this is going to be coming fast and furious at us in the final days of the legislature.
That's right.
So we need our comments in and be able to hold these people accountable. Yeah, I'd like to be able to say just vote people out right now. There's no ability to do that right now. And yet there are many people who are brainwashed and have voted for a lot of people supporting House Bill 2020. I can't fix that right now. But what we can fix is the fact that they need to understand that what they are trying to do has no basis in legal trust law, trust law.
Well,
they're trying to do it, though.
It's an intrusion, Bill. That's the thing. And that's where, why did this never happen before in history? Why is it happening now? Why is a small group of people, and how is a small group of people with their opinion being more forceful than our rights within the system?
Well, a small group of people can be driven back when you call out their fraud.
That's right.
And enough people have to call out their fraud.
That's right. And in this case, as of today's discussion, let's call out their frog.
Call out their frog and their fraud, okay? Really appreciate the take, Mr. X. And can you get a hold of Kate, and maybe we can get this meeting scheduled up, and then we'll be promoting that, hopefully for next Monday evening. If it's not available, maybe we'll go over Tuesday or Wednesday or something. But we're going to shoot for next Monday. Okay? All right.
And yeah, I'll try to do it for this Thursday if we can. You know, if you want to. That's short notice.
Thursday would be awful tough, I think.
I do, too.
Thursday would be tough. I think Monday would probably be better. It's 8:28 at KMED, KCMD. This is the Bill Myers Show.
Southern Oregon HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at SouthernOregonHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work. SouthernOregonHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at SouthernOregonHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Ah, the beauty of the warm summer sun, with promises of walks and picnics. And faded, damaged carpets, wood floors and furniture, and living areas which are too hot and glaring. It's a good thing that Pristine Window Films has 3M window film products which reduce sun damage and extreme heat in your home.
I'm Brian with Pristine Window Films. Enjoy the summer sun without the damage and discomfort. PristineWindowFilms.com.
CCB 77586.
At Dell, we know running a small business takes hard work. As a thank you, for all of Small Business Month, we're offering up to 45% off select computers with Intel Core processors. Plus, get additional savings when you call a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor. Call 877-BUY-DELL today. That's 877-BUY-DELL. Additional savings valid May 6th through 30th at 8 a.m. Eastern on select computers from customer calls Dell. Excludes Dell Canvas, PowerEdge T30, and select order codes.
We've all read some surprising online reviews, whether scoping out a spot for vacation or trying to find the best happy hour. So why should finding software for your business be any different? With over 850,000 software reviews, make an informed decision with Capterra. Capterra is the leading free online resource to help you find the best business software. From applicant tracking to workflow software, read reviews in over 700 categories from users just like you. Join the 4 million people that use Capterra each month. Find the right software today with Capterra. That's CAPTERRA.com/radio.
There you are, around the water cooler with your coworkers, and you've got nothing to say. But they do, because they listen to the Bill Meyer Show. Well, listen, loyal listener. Thanks to Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, driven by Linex, Bill uploads all of his shows to KMED.com so you can catch up on what Bill is saying and what's happening around Southern Oregon so you don't look like a fool around the water cooler. Stay smart. Download Bill's podcast, BillMeyerShow.com or KMED.com. Brought to you by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, driven by Linex, on Airway Drive off Vilas. If you care about it, he's talking about it. The Bill Meyer Show, FM 106.7 KMET and 99.3 KCMD.
It's 8:31. Professor Mary Wood, Philip H. Knight, Professor of Law, Faculty Director, Environmental and Natural Resource Law Center, filing suit against the carbon majors, forcing the managed decline of fossil fuels and funding climate restoration through soil-based carbon sequestration. That is Dr. Mary Wood, and she's the one that wrote Nature's Trust, right?
Right.
These are the people that are pushing for the air to be.
These are the concepts. This is the forcing the managed decline. So.
Yeah, and do they have the right to do so? We would say no. Max is in Eagle Point. Max, a quick question here, Mr. X. We held him over just because you had a question on this public trust issue. Go ahead.
Yes, if their goal is to put essentially the atmosphere in the public trust, then aren't they opening up the government for being sued as soon as fire season comes around and the atmosphere gets filled with smoke, which could be directly to their negligence for not maintaining the forest?
Well, yes and yes and yes, okay? You have to understand, what they're doing is using this concept to acquire a footing in a basis where they don't belong. They're, you know, like there's another tier that they want to achieve. So they've put enough debris at the bottom where they can reach the ledge, and they're reaching up. And this is another reach. And in this case, it's an overreach. Okay. They're not quite there, but they're almost there. But they think they've got enough people fooled. Okay. And the idea is, this is the whole thing that motivates me in the background is exactly what you just said. The harms that have come to us from these people being involved in our lives. Everything that we've experienced here for the past years, of all of this smoke, of all of this nightmare, of all the health risks, of every aspect. And the thing is, have they accomplished anything good? And that's what you have to ask yourself, and that's where we have to start moving our direction.
So the answer is yes, Max. What you had mentioned, the danger is certainly there. But the fact is that they don't have the right to be able to reach up and establish that. It is not in law.
That's right.
It is not. And so we appreciate your call. And that's why we're hoping to next week early talk about this, because I think this is another chink in Green's armor on House Bill 2020. Ron, quick one here. Let's hear it.
Yes, I think we need to do a redo with Bartsugger and Wilson to walk out, leave the state, and not come back.
Okay, well, tell you what.
Leave the lion dry.
I'll tell you what, you know, if they're willing to do it, fine. He's your senator. Get on the phone with him, okay?
That's what we need to do, though, is in your meeting, is to get the people to contact Bartsugger and Wilson and say, do what you did before. This is critical.
Yeah, here's the challenge, I think, as part of the deal on many of the bills that they killed. And I think there are actually more bills that were killed than anyone's going to let on, because you know, there has to be some face saving for the Democrats, I think is what's going on here. You'd have to be careful on that, because I thought that they agreed not to walk out again this session. I could be wrong. Do you recall that?
What I understand is that they agreed not to walk out, and they didn't offer, they gained some things. The 2020 aspect of it, or the possible passing of 2020, I don't know if they gained.
There's still violations of the people's rights, though.
Well,
and you can't guarantee a non-walkout.
Okay, no. Well,
I agree.
If you agree to not walk out, I suppose then you've guaranteed it. But
we have to get on them and literally push them to do so. They're our representatives. We have to request that of them. We have to demand it of them. We have to say, no, we don't want this. Use any tool. But that has to come not from me, not from Bill. It has to come from all of us. We have to communicate that to our representatives.
So the answer is, Ron, yeah, you could do that, but you have to get you and your friends and everybody else involved in the district to hop on Republican Senate Majority Leader, or Minority Leader, actually, Herman Bartsugger, you know, to do so and let him know about that. But yeah, I mean, we can certainly do that. Then, of course, they could also, Dems can then say, great, we're going to bring back Senate Bill 978, too, and House Bill 3063.
The question is, don't violate that agreement. Make it terms of a new agreement based upon the additional public objection to this bill.
That's
the thing. That's what we have to understand.
That's where politics plays into it.
That's right. Everything becomes a matter of public pressure. But the thing is, if we make the right comment, they have to pull it back. They can't move forward with it. And we have to bring it back to where it's in the laws of the United States, not under sustainable development policy implemented by the university. And that's the reality of what we're faced with.
Thank you for the reality.
Bill?
We'll talk next week for sure, okay?
Have a good one.
It's 8:36 at KMED and KCMD. This is the Bill Meyer Show, and I'm glad you're waking up here.
Nobody likes to think about foundation repair, but if you have cracked walls, sagging floors, or sticking windows, you should probably think about it sooner rather than later.